when you hear that music, hey, get up and dance, and it's time to connect the dots. That's right, you know, try to make some sense. Let's try to make some sense out of all the craziness going on. Yeah, you know, you have to try to make some sense. And I know it doesn't make any sense, but hey, this is a call-in radio show. Radio Free America, also known as Connect the Dots. Hey, we're going to try to free ourselves from the globalists, the world controllers, the bankers, the Bar Association. Yeah. Hey, anybody know anything about state nationals? Who out there in America identifies themselves as a state national? I came across an interesting video this past week. You run across a lot of interesting things on Twitter. Anyhow, I don't know. People that have knowledge that the Constitution gives us all these extra rights we've been cheated out of, because the powers to be, the politicians, the government, so-called representatives, they have deceived us. They've stolen our birth certificates. They've given us titles. They've played word games with us, switched meanings, re-identified, reclassified, taken away our natural status, identified us as dead corporate vessels. Yeah, vessels, you know, like boats on the sea. But it's all tied in with the knowledge of the Constitution and how it's being. They wiped their ass with the Constitution down in Washington, D.C., and they have cheated the people. You know, and they've used us, enslaved us in ways you haven't even imagined. Yeah, and this is all for real. But hey, it's a call-in radio show. You have any comments or want to share some pertinent information? This is the show to do it on. Hey, the number is 888-627-6008. And of course, if you're on the internet and connected with BBS Radio, they have all that info there of what the call-in number is. You know, this is Station 1, I believe. Yeah. There's a different call-in number for Station 2. But this is Station 1, Connect the Dots. Hey, it's listed on the schedule of BBS Radio. It's listed on Saturday's schedule after midnight, you know? Even though after midnight Saturday is actually Sunday morning, but it makes more sense to list it as after midnight on Saturday. You know? Did I have to explain that? Well, maybe I did, but that's where it is listed. Hey, you know, this is internet radio. This is BBS radio. This is Radio Free America. We all need to start talking about these things. There's so many things going to be happening. You know, the extraterrestrials, our galactic brothers and sisters, the benevolent ETs, they have to land here within 2 years. Otherwise, everything they ever said is a bag of lies. So I think they will land on our world by that time. And bring forth the things they have promised, like real health care items, you know, replicators, like on Star Trek, and all the other goodies, free energy, you know. If you ever saw that cartoon, The Jetsons, where the people of the future were riding around in cars that would float, levitate. They didn't need tires anymore. And, of course, we heard about that before with people like Tesla and free energy enthusiasts. And the car they could drive was pulling energy out of the air, and it could drive as long as it was, I believe, within the antenna range of the broadcasting antenna. Pictures on the internet all the time of towns prior to controlled energy where they had their own broadcasting tower for the town, and all they had to set up was antennas on top of their building, and they could suck in the energy being broadcast from the local tower. Yeah, not the cell phone towers of today that broadcast that shit that's unhealthy for you. But this was okay energy. In fact, there's a lot of old pictures of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA. Philadelphia, yeah, they had down on Market Street there, they had antennas set up along the side of the street to grasp that free electricity. There's old pictures of this. They didn't destroy all of them. And if we look for them, we find some they didn't destroy. And we understand that, hey, you know, that was a little over 100 years ago, but people were getting free electricity, you know. And, of course, 1953, President Eisenhower of the United States of America met with an alien claiming to be from the planet Venus, you know. Somebody Thor was his name. Doesn't matter what his name was. He offered the people of Earth free energy, and President Eisenhower was bullied by the energy moneymakers. They said, you can't give away free energy. We'll lose our businesses. And he got, the president of the United States got bullied so much, he caved in and told Valiant Thor, the alien who wanted to give us free energy. They use free energy all over the universe, except here on Earth, where they charge you money for it, you know. And we've lost out since 1953. Of course, we had a little taste of free energy maybe 120 years ago, 125 years ago, but that was shortly quickly stifled out by the energy moguls, the cabal. Hey, you ever look at your clock and all the numbers are the same? Well, I just looked at a clock. It says 111. I know the clock's a couple of minutes off, but I looked at it and it said 111. And that's the time in New York City, 111 a.m. Yeah. New York City. The capital of the world, or maybe was the capital of the world. You know, the politicians destroyed New York City along with all the bribers and the politicians being the bribe takers. They destroyed New York City. New York City was such a great city. I saw it when it was still great, but it's not great anymore. The politicians' government has destroyed it. They've taken away its character. They made it its oppression city now. And they want to oppress people more in it. You know, it's sad what government people do to things. Hey, the 2024 election, it's quite a ways off, but it's not that far away. And I'm asking, hey, every Democrat, every Republican, learn about write-in voting and vote for me. That's it. A non-political candidate who knows that all the solutions are known already. Wouldn't you like to have somebody running the country that knows what to do? Wouldn't it be nice for the Democrats and Republicans to get along? Well, that's the only way to do it. If on the 2024 election, all the Democrats and all the registered Republicans vote for the same write-in candidate. Yeah, you can do that too. You don't have to quit your political party, but, you know, I don't know why you would want to stay with it, but whatever. But that is the only win-win situation for the future. If the Democrats vote for a Democrat candidate of the Democratic Party, and if the Republicans vote for the Republican candidate of the Republican candidate, you people, you stupid people who do that, will be voting in for a continuous logjam. You'll be voting in for more of the same. This versus that. Us versus them. A total logjam in the Congress. A total destruction of America, because both parties are ingrained in being stubborn and taking bribe money for their own special interests. None of the political parties know about serving the public, and certainly their presidential candidates are going to do us all wrong. The only way we can have unity in America is for every registered Democrat and every registered Republican to vote for me, Tom Edison. You know, this isn't the first year I've done it. I've done this before. I'm a write-in candidate for President of the United States. I don't have to go out there and do any fundraisers, but just visit my website, you know. And same as last election and last election before that. I don't have to change anything. Yeah, we're going to better the education system. We're going to get rid of all the bad programs. We're going to learn to get along. We're going to think of America first. And the New World Order can go kiss our asses. We'll be the New World Order under the control of the United States. That's the only New World Order there's going to be. But meanwhile, you know, we all have to prepare for what's coming. The extraterrestrials, the ETs, the Valiant Thors, the good guys, the cavalry, the benevolent ETs, they're going to land on our planet. They're going to round up all the bad guys who've been making life miserable for people on Earth, and they're going to give us a new form of government called the Galactic Codex. It's a form of rules and arrangements by which we can all live freely. And we're going to increase the vibration so we can live in the fifth dimension above the vibration of evil. You know, a vibration of love. Love is the key. All you need is love. Come on, the Beatles sang about it in the last century. And so many other people who have been entertainers. All you need is love. Let's project our love and dissipate the negative vibrations. Is that asking too much? No, not really. But we need to put an end to the status quo, which is not good. You know, the status quo has got to go, because it's not good for the regular people. Why should 0.1% of the population rule over the rest of the 8 billion people, or however many are really here? It doesn't matter. What matters is the systems in place are not fair. And that's why I talked about earlier. Anybody listening to my voice, in America, know about state nationals, about identifying yourself as a man or a woman, not a citizen. It's a trick question, you know. They've tricked us into calling ourselves citizens or persons. It's trickery with the words, which gives them a legal, they call it legal. It's really a corrupt way of controlling us, because we're complying with the deception. Stop complying, people, you know, for your own benefit. You know, the best way, I say it every week, because we have to think about stop complying with evil government, evil decrees, much of which are not even legal, not even justifiable. They're in violation of the U.S. Constitution. And many of the laws in other countries are in violation of their constitutions, too. It's a game played by politicians and globalists to control the masses. We need to stop complying with it. Don't put your seatbelt on when you go to drive around. That's complying with an evil edit, an evil command, an evil request. You don't need a seatbelt to safely drive. That's a misconception. That's a trick being played on you to get to listen to authority. The next thing they'll tell you to jump off a friggin' cliff, and you probably will if you've been obeying the seatbelt laws and all the other crap they dump on you. Seatbelt laws are evil. Is that clear enough? Stop complying with evil. Stop wearing your seatbelt. It's a beginning. It's a lesson in learning how to stop complying. Listen to me. You know, putting that seatbelt on is not doing anything for you, but it's making the people in control gloat with power and glee. Look at those stupid people. We tell them to jump off a cliff and they do it. Stop wearing your seatbelt. Stop complying with evil and stupid requests. Hey, according to the state nationals, you don't really need a license to drive a car. It's in the Constitution. You know, if you're just driving locally around casually for a joyride or something, you don't need a license. But, of course, the police don't know this, and they will try to harass you and trick you into admitting that you've done something wrong if you try to ride around without a license. They will. You know, the police need to change their friggin' attitude and start serving the public and not the statutes on the books, because statutes are, according to the state nationals, U.S. state nationals, www.statenational.org maybe. You don't need a driver's license to drive around unless you're doing some kind of commerce or something like that or driving people around. You don't need to have insurance on a vehicle. Another scam they're forcing you to participate in. And the police are willing to arrest you if you don't comply with this crap. You know, statutes are illegal. It's in the Constitution. People, you need to look and investigate into this, especially if you're from America. And if you're in another country, also look into your laws in your country, and you'll see that your government is violating whatever constitution you have, and they've tricked you into complying to all kinds of harassments and things that make poor people poorer and rich people richer. Yeah, rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. You know, it should be in a rock song, you know? Hey, all I got to say is, come on, people. Wake up if you can hear my voice. You know, get a backbone. I think they're on sale at Walmart. And attach it to yourself, you know? And, you know, stand up for your... for justice and fairness. Stand up for common sense law. And stop complying with all this legal activity by so-called government. Yeah, they're governing over you. They're imposing bad things upon you. They're twisting your arm. They're forcing you to do things that you shouldn't be doing and you wouldn't be doing of your own volition. That is not good. No way. And all I gotta say is... Hey, the old people are dropping like flies. You know, every day somebody famous passes on. Well, that's it. You know, if the goody keys had got here sooner, we all could have had new bodies by now, and we all could have been in perfect health. But, you know, there's much to be desired there, too, but it's going to happen. And reality is going to change. And we've been warned that the big galactic super wave, the event is going to happen with that whoosh of energy. For those who have the physics understanding, it's going to be a quantum recrystallization of all life and matter on Earth. That's right. Your cells are going to be changed to spin a little differently, spin a little faster. Do you know, at any time anything vibrates faster than it was, say, vibrating, you know, a million times faster into the next dimension, sometimes it's 10 million times faster. We're vibrating kind of slow here in physical reality. When things start vibrating real fast, for those of us that are still vibrating slow, they disappear into thin air, literally. And that's part of the secret of how the vibrations, the dimensions, you can't look into them directly because they're vibrating at such fantastic speed, you're going to find it difficult to look at both. But sometimes, because they say the dimensions are at right angles out of the corner of your eye, catch a glimpse of the next dimension. There's a lot of great information out there in libraries gathering dust about how all this stuff works. You know, one of my favorite books is, hey, it's The Crystal Connection. It's out of print. Yeah, hard to find, and that's probably done on purpose. But it explains, you know, that it's transmuting and upgrading and downloading of energy. It's done focusing the energy through focal points of markers, you know, that outline the geometric shapes. That and their correlates, sacred geometric shapes and their correlates that form the transmutation of the energies from faster vibrating down to slower vibrating and vice versa. And, occasionally I mention this. This is Connect the Dots radio show. Hey, I'm the author of the book, Connect the Dots. There again, if you were to buy yourself a copy of that or download it for between $5 and $7, pennies really, not only could you make yourself a smarter person by the next morning, because it only takes a couple hours to read 100-page text, but mostly the pictures of the education. It's an educational text, regardless of the term theory. But it has pictures of the focal point energy that floats in the air. It also has pictures of the entities that fly around and leave light trails just beyond the comprehension of our natural human sight parameters, you know, frequencies. There's only a frequency range which normal human sight can look into. But it is possible to increase your frequency. Certainly the camera can see things beyond the human sight frequencies, yeah. And, roughly 75 photos, amazing photos in that book, Connect the Dots Theory. Photos that no other human being on Earth has ever revealed to the general public. If that doesn't interest you, I don't get it. Like, are you brain dead? That brain dead that you're not interested in seeing pictures of things that no one has ever put out in picture books before? Hey, it's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. You know? You can see the focal points of light that determine the barriers, the veils that connect the different energy dimensions. You can see the life forms, the light trails, zigzag patterns through the air that life forms can leave it. Those life forms that are invisible to human sight, but the camera can pick some of them up. Yeah. And I've got so many pictures in this book, more than you could shake a stick at. And if you're not interested in seeing unique things like that, camera does not lie. We're talking 35mm film here. I'm not talking about digital technology that can be altered and you can't see it's been altered. You know, we got stuff that can be proved that this is what's real because it's on 35mm film, and you got the negatives that go along with that. And you can't alter it without leaving a trace that you altered it. That's the problem with digital. It's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I call it the digital conspiracy. You know, the government mandated, I don't know, it was 10 years, 20 years ago, that all signals must become digital. Yeah, no more analog signals, because with an analog signal, you could determine if somebody was faking something. But they wanted to force everyone to go to digital. That way the government could falsify anything they wanted us to see, make-believe, wars, you name it. They can make us see destroyed buildings when the buildings look perfectly fine. But with the digital technology, you can make that perfectly fine building look like it was a war disaster. And don't think they're not doing that on the fake news with their friggin' wars all over the place. We don't know if those buildings are really destroyed. We can't trust the signals they're giving us. And, of course, that was all done on purpose by the globalists, the world controllers. Yeah, you know, hey, when you get a chance, look it up. You, state, nationals, U.S., you know? It's a .org thing or something, but, like, look it up and find out that these people are talking about the Constitution has been violated. In America, we don't have the real United States of America, you know? We have the corporate America that's ruling us, and they have all different names for everything. And by changing the names of things, they have taken away your rights because they've tricked you into identifying yourself as something that really doesn't even have a status. Yeah, and they do it starting with your birth certificate when you're born in a hospital, you know? They steal your identity. And then your real identity becomes a value, and they trade it on the stock market. It's crazy, but it's going on, apparently. But don't take my word for it. Look it up for yourself. You know, some people call it the straw man, you know, the two birth certificates, the one with all the capital letters. You know, your status in U.S. Constitution talks about your status. Well, when you allow these crooked politicians to do this to all newborn babies, they're stealing your status. They're stealing your identity. They've turned you into a dead vessel. And they've taught you to communicate and identify yourself as something that doesn't even exist. Look it up yourself. Don't take my word for it. But it's all going to change, and it's all going to change, basically, when the ETs arrive on Earth. But that could be 2 years down the road. We need to take command of the situation now, you know. But it's, apparently, you know, I'm talking to the wall here. Nobody, I've had not one single individual come up to me and say they're willing to do what needs to be done to take command of our situation. Hey, I'm doing the best I can as one individual running for president in 2024. I know all the solutions to the problem because they've all been known for decades. All the solutions to all the problems have been known for decades. It's just that the Democrats and the Republicans in America want to keep those solutions away from you. Same in the other countries, too. The big political parties or the military rulers, they want to keep the solutions for peace and happiness from you. You know, they want you to suffer because they're getting big bribe money, making their fat cells fatter, you know, and gaining more power because the bribe money is paying them to make your lives a living hell. And they have no qualms about that as long as the bribe money keeps coming in. You know, they call it riding the gravy train, yeah. Eternal thanks to Pink Floyd for using that term to describe the situation, the crooked situation, riding the gravy train. And once people start riding the gravy train, they don't ever want to get off, you know. And the past week, just out of some people might have noticed, Mitch McConnell, one of the big shots down in Washington there, you know, spent his whole life in the Congress wasting your taxpayers' money. Well, he had his moment of truth where he went into a flash freeze for, I don't know, a half a minute or something like that. Look it up. It's out there on the internet. No explanation. He just like froze, like he was dead, turned into a statue. And then all of a sudden he snapped out of it and went back to, spewing out his normal political propaganda, meaningless comments. And of course, this is, you know, fake news, all for the fake news. The fake news is always going. And the president said, and the Congress said, and the senator said, who gives a flying, you know what? Because these people don't know anything about serving the general public. They don't do anything for any of us except make our lives miserable with their decisions, make the poor people poorer, make us suffer more, because that's good for the evil so-and-sos that are controlling our world. You know, when are we going to have the real history? So much has been hidden from us. We're uncovering a little bit. I mean, if you just go back to the Sumerian tablets, which have the story cut in stone of the Anunnaki from the planet Nibiru hundreds of thousands of years ago landing here, altering humanity genetically, enslaving humanity, raping earth women, creating half-breeds, setting up fake government like the kind we have today still. And plenty of documentation of that. Why isn't that being taught in history school? And, of course, there's plenty of other things being uncovered about other races, the Atlanteans, the Lemurians. We heard about them, but we don't know their exact history. And we don't know about all the demons that came to our planet. Some of them are still here. Some of them have been chased away, but I guess it's all going to wind down to that thing called the event that's going to wash them away. But that quantum recrystallization, it's either going to transmute us into the fifth dimension, or some people might not be able to handle it. They might not make it. We want everyone to make it, but we're not even talking about it. Do you realize how stupid that is? We have more than warnings. We have basically promises, and we have predictions that they're, you know, the ETs, the aliens from outer space are going to land on our planet, and it has to happen within the next 2 years. Not 2 years, 2 months. Within the next 2 years, it has to happen. It might happen a year from now only. It might happen right after the 2024 U.S. presidential election. But it might drag out until the last moment, which would be like the first week of July of 2025. So definitely it's less than 2 years. But we're not even talking about this, and we should be talking about it, because this is going to be the beginning of the future of mankind. You know, we're going to reconnect with the galaxy. All the quarantine fences will have been removed. The bad entities that plague our minds and put roadblocks in our lives are going to be, taken away, tossed into the fire, tossed into the central sun, the ones that really don't want to cooperate, you know. Some will be given a second chance. I don't know if they even deserve a second chance, these scum that are ruining our world. And you know who I'm talking about. And we all know plenty of people on the list. Most of them are politicians or military leaders and stuff like that. And mad scientists too, yes. Gates, the Gates syndrome, you know. Yeah. Keeper of the Gates to Hell. Yeah, Devil Gates. It's a good name for him. Yeah, the guy who wants to force feed us GMOs, the guy who wants to kill us with vaccines and has done so and gotten away with it. Where's the justice? You know, how can we say we have civilized governments when we allow this crap and the child abductions to continue? We know they're being done. We know these bad things are being done, and we know who's doing to them. How can we sit back and be comfortable with allowing this to continue? We have enough knowledge now, and we have things like the internet, and we can organize, and we can end this crap ourselves. But nobody is even talking about it yet. People reveal it on the internet. Here's the horror going on. Here's this horror going on, that horror going on. But nobody is talking about, well, let's unite and address this situation realistically, confront the people who are doing it, and stop them. We don't even have to confront them openly, but we can just go in there and stop them. We know where it's going on. We know who the guilty people are. And we can't rely on government to police itself, because government is part of the whole sham of all the bad things going on. Who do you think is in charge of your government? The bad guys that run, they rule over every government in the world. They do it with bribe money, fear tactics, you name it, electronic mind control, electronic harassment. Oh, they got all the tools and they use them for evil. They got all the technologies and they use the technologies for evil control. Could be helping humanity out, you know? We know free energy exists, but why are we going to allow it to be kept from it? We know what real healing is. The devices were invented in the last 100 years. And greedy people bought them up, and evil people bought them up and prevented us from benefiting from the good science that was inventing real health care, vibrational health care. You know, we have to, like, start demanding this, start taking it back, and start setting up our own systems. Forget about government. You can't ask the devil to give you mercy. Stop begging the devil for mercy. It's not, it's not going to happen. Government is evil. Government is like the devil. They're not going to do good things. No matter how hard we try to get them to do things, they're just not going to do it. But we have to do it ourselves, and we have to push them over to the side and say, listen, we don't need you, government. We can do this ourselves. We don't need your approval. We don't need you throwing the monkey wrench in, using your authority wrongfully. And that's what's going on. We've got to stop it. It requires physical actions of a certain degree. strategic physical actions of a certain degree, but, you know, it requires, in order to put those strategic physical actions into play, we have to have a unification, people getting together, where it starts on your block and goes to the neighborhood, but it has to be done. No one is going to do this for us unless we're going to sit around sucking on our thumbs until the ETs arrive, which could be, you know, 23 months down the road. It's less than 2 years, but a lot of bad things can happen in 23 months, and they've got it all planned out already, how they're going to jab us with more needles. They're going to pollute the air, pollute the water, pollute the food more, suffocate us with chemtrails, fry us with, microwave us with the frequency. Yeah, they're doing it already, but they're going to step it up, you know? And if you're not willing to stand up and trying to save your life, what kind of, I mean, really, look in the mirror. Who are you? You know, as I said, you know, you got a backbone or what? You know, they're on sale at Walmart this week, backbones. You're better off having a backbone from Walmart than none at all, because, you know, you just can't stand by and keep allowing the government and all the other evil organizations to slam the door in your face every day, and they keep slamming it harder. When are you going to have the guts to stand up and say, stop slamming that door in my face, or put your foot up to stop it, or your hands up to stop it, and take some action to remove these no good so-and-sos who keep slamming the door in your face daily, hourly? You're sleeping at night and they're trying to slam the door in your face. Speaking of sleeping at night, I hear the good sources are working on our bodies during the night. Well, it's a good thought anyhow. Fine, do that, you know, open up our DNA, reconnect our DNA, you know, make our 12 chakras functional, the 7 within the body and the other ones around, total of 12, open up all our chakras so the energy can flow to us and we can feel like what it is to be a human being. Yeah, we invite that kind of help when we sleep, you know, as the saying goes, call for the violet flame around you for protection when you're going to sleep. So the violet flame can transmute any negative energies into positive ones, but you got to call for the violet flame to come around you. It's not going to burn you. It's there to protect you. You know, but you got to call for it. You know, don't expect it just to come your way and be sent around you. I mean, it's possible others are praying for you or thinking of you, but you need to think about calling for it yourself when you go to sleep, the violet flame for protection, you know, or call on a celestial beings that you have some reverence for and you know to exist or you have a personal connection with. Calling on the power of in the name of Jesus works for a lot of people. And if you don't know who Jesus is, well, you need to start looking into that one. And even though that he has other names, other titles, and he is more powerful than the Bible ever gave him credit for. Of course, the Bible is an edited book, though the Gospels are pretty close to truth, though, you know, we're not quite sure exactly how much was taken out, because the real scriptures are hidden in the vaults down below the Vatican. Yeah, that crooked Vatican. Yeah, they're not representatives of God. They're pawns of the New World Order, the globalists, you know. And I've told everybody before, when you think about who's really pulling the strings, it's the evil ETs and the demons, the fallen angels, all those, you know, crooks and cruds and anti-God groups. Yeah, they're all on this planet. You know, slowly but surely, they're going to get kicked off and removed, but they're still hanging out desperately and trying to screw us up in every way possible. They exist, yeah. Absolutely. That's why they're talked about in scriptures and stuff. Invisible beings that serve anti-God, self-proclaimed entities that wanted to play God, but fell by the wayside because they had no idea that to be God, you have to be a loving soul. And they have no love in their love for their power, love for themselves, you know? They're looking in the mirror and going, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the best looking one of all? Yeah, and the demons shout from the other side, you ugly mother, so-and-so. But that's what's going on. We need to consider this. We need to start talking about these things because we need to be ready for what's coming down the road, coming down the pike, as the saying goes. What are we going to do if we wait to the last minute, huh? What? Boy, I mean, it's going to be helter-skelter then, you know? But forget about, like, fake news is never going to talk about anything that I talk about. And because they're part of the scam. So, and just talking about it isn't enough. We have to organize, you know? And, hey, this is Colin Radio Show. This is a good place to organize if you were, if you had enough initiative to take advantage of the situation. Hey, this is a live radio show. You can call in and put forth some good information that might be beneficial to the human race. But meanwhile, let me tell everybody the temperature is too effing hot out there. Now, it's not global warming. It's evil government and evil military weather controllers that, under the guidance of the evil ETs that are making us sweating us out, they want us to suffer. They want to take away our drinking water. They want to do everything to make our lives difficult because that's what makes them happy. We have to end this sham that's going on. We've got a world that's still controlled by evil. Come on, it's all been pointed out to us how everybody in government is bad. NFG. Again, look it up, state nationals in America. You know, they mentioned that it's our obligation to straighten out government when they break the law. And just about every one of their actions, they're breaking the law. And it should be all based around the Constitution, but they've created their own fake Constitution for us. And they're always propagating that, trying to get us to play along with that. But, hey, you know, this requires action. This requires unity, people getting along. You know, the term vigilante has always been used in a bad way, but we need a vigilante-type government. We need vigilante policing because the real police are willing to support oppressive laws, and they're willing to listen to cruel government people misusing their authority, turning them into dogs, sicking them on us, the general public, and all kinds of crazy crap. Do you realize how many bad things government has done to destroy America, as well as they're destroying Europe totally? But here in America, you know, we can take that famous drink, Coca-Cola. You know, it was originally created by a pharmacist over 100 years ago, and it had a little cocaine in it. that gave it a kick, and it made people happy. That's right. And that's how they came out with the slogan, things go better with Coke. They were talking about the soft drink. And if anybody who's familiar with the old-fashioned Coke, it had something special to it. Coca-Cola you buy today, it's dead. The government forced them to take all the cocaine out of it, you know, under the pretense that's a drug and it's bad for people. Well, no, that is totally wrong. But you allowed them, you complied with that insanity. You could change this whole society. You could change the whole world if the Coca-Cola company would put the cocaine back in Coca-Cola. No one's going to get harmed, really. Children were drinking Coca-Cola when it first came out, and nobody became Coca-Cola addicts. It's, you know, but things did go better with Coke, and it made people happy. That's just one of the atrocities that governments around the world created. You know, the American auto industry had the greatest cars in the world. And in the 50s, government regulations started coming in, and they destroyed the American auto industry. They made all these ridiculous laws, took away, forced the automakers to get away from designs that people loved. You know, the cars from the 50s, they were works of art. Even cars from generations before that, 30s, 40s. But the cars in the 50s, these were works of art, and people loved the styles and the big fins and the rocket ships and the chrome bumpers. But the government forced the automakers to get rid of all that stuff. And what did they give you in replacement of that? Turned every car looking the same, forced you to wear seatbelts that you never needed. Then made all these restrictions on gasoline engines to the point of where, you know, it ended up raising the price of gasoline, you know, from at its lowest point, I think it was 10.9 cents a gallon to where it is today. Yeah. And it had gone that low when there was real competition. And all these things, government is to blame for all of it, you know? They destroyed the auto industry, too many regulations, jacked up the price, ruined the style of the cars, and then the Europeans and the Asians, they began to take over the market, especially the Asians, because they were able to build, comply with these regulations, and take over the market. And use bribe money, of course, to make sure their cars are being sold more in America than the American automobile cars. That's just, you know, one of the crap. Plenty of other good things have fallen by the wayside. Real health care with vibrational machines, you know, free energy. All these things were destroyed by government. Why do we need government when we don't need government, really? We can do all these things ourselves. We got to stop electing people that don't do anything except take bribe money. You know, the whole system doesn't work. The Republic, idea of the Republic, sounds good on paper, but it doesn't work. And we proved that in this country and other countries, too. Well, anyhow, just to change the topic, you know, I've got another Beatlemania in America, too, out there on YouTube. Check it out. I mean, at the beginning of the year, I put out Beatlemania in America. That was a 10-minute documentary about the Beatles in America. You know, the Beatles changed the world more than anybody for the better. Anybody, you know, ever. They changed the world for the better. And they need to be talked about more, and there needs to be more movies about them. Well, I do my share. I had that documentary. Now I got another documentary called Beatlemania in America 2. That's a 4-minute video, but you can check it out now. It's on YouTube. I'm thinking of maybe redoing it, make it a little shorter, because I've come to the conclusion, as many other people have, the shorter the video, the more chances of it being watched. But you won't be disappointed watching my 10-minute Beatlemania in America by Tom Edison. It's on YouTube. You know, go to YouTube, click on the videos, and then type in the search bar, Beatlemania in America. And now that's a 10-minute one, and I got the 4-minute one, Beatlemania in America 2. And you might definitely want to watch the Beatlemania in America 2, because it shows you an unusual photograph, and talks about it for about a minute, that captured invisible beings at a Beatles concert in New York City. Yeah, giant beach ball size orbs all over the floating all up by the ceiling, other life forms wisping through the air, leaving light trails. Yeah, it's all in a single photograph taken in New York City, proving that invisible entities were going to Beatles concerts back in 1964. I mean, it's awesome, but it's there in the photograph. And in 1964, they didn't have digital photographs, so it's a real photograph. And if you know anything about capturing things with cameras, orbs can be captured with cameras, and so can the other things that leave the light trails. Like I keep telling everybody every week, I wrote the book Connect the Dots Theory. It has plenty of pictures of things leaving light trails at night and out in the wilderness, too. Yeah. But you've never seen pictures like this in a theater in Manhattan, an old-fashioned movie theater called Paramount. But it's in, you know. You got a minute of narration to go along with it and point out what you're looking at in the there. It's in Beatlemania in America 2. Yeah, that's like the number 2. Beatlemania in America 2 by Tom Edison. It's on YouTube. Check it out. Hey, listen, this was calling radio show. Tell your friends, especially the ones who have telephones that work, about this is a live calling radio show. Hey, this is a chance for Radio Free America, because I talk about things that you can never hear on regular radio. And tell your friends to call in, because we're getting to the end of the show. I'm going to do the countdown, and you're going to get to hear the guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? That's also going to be found on YouTube. It's also on my CD Baby album, American Party Songs, and my other CD Baby album. First song is called I Gotta Be Somebody. You're going to hear that one too. It's my anthem, could be your anthem. And here's the countdown, and I'll see everybody next week. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave, I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. I'm beam, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eyes.